T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins, now and every day around 5 p.m.
When I caught you noticing me noticing your face.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, she can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support local businesses that support the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance, that's the agency for you. Let's talk about life insurance for a moment. Do you have a good policy? If not, you need one, because you wouldn't want something to happen to you unexpectedly and then you leave your loved ones not only in an emotional mess, but also in a financial bind. It happens to people in this country every single day. Every single day. But it doesn't have to. It's avoidable and it's affordable. So if you don't have a great life insurance policy, get one. Get it with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-7283. 867-SAVE. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm okay, GP.
So I had Bruce Pearl on the show earlier, and it just sort of reminded me, boy, if we could have somehow got him to Memphis when John Calipari left, we could have avoided a whole lot of stuff, you know? Things could be going really well right now.
Yeah, I remember. I don't know when I wrote the column saying, go hire Bruce Pearl. I don't know why that never had legs, you know? I don't know, because he was perfect. You know, the guy, obviously, he's had his run-ins with the NCAA, but, yeah, he's just perfect. He understands how to build a program. He understands how to build enthusiasm. He understands how to get players, and then he understands how to coach the players when he gets them. Like he's a five-tool player.
Like, he has had issues with the NCAA, but the stuff at Auburn literally had nothing to do with him. I'm not saying he's an angel.
Right.
Like, as you and I have talked before, I don't vouch for anybody when it comes to this stuff. Like, every once in a while, I'll see somebody who works in my field who will say, and you know about that guy, the great thing is, like, he's doing it the right way. I never say anybody is, quote, doing it the right way. You have no idea. And so I don't vouch for anybody. I'm not pretending Bruce is an angel. But the stuff at Auburn had nothing to do with him. And the stuff at Tennessee was, relatively speaking, nothing. I mean, it was a barbecue in violation of NCAA rules. And then the larger issue was he lied about it. You know, he found himself in a situation that he created. And then he panicked and he lied. What's interesting about that is the reason the NCAA got him on that is because there was actually they had a picture of of Aaron Kraft at Bruce Pearl's house.
Yep.
And their lawyer gave them that picture like 5 minutes before they're about to speak with NCAA investigators. But the lawyer, if I remember correctly, I was told, had that picture for a week or two and never let him know about it. And what's interesting is, if you could go back in time and you let Bruce Pearl and Steve Forbes and that entire staff know, hey, there's this picture that exists, and next Tuesday they're going to ask you about it, what, instead of panicking, they would have, Bruce would have picked up the phone and called his attorney and said, what do we do about this? And you know what the attorney would have said? Tell him the truth. Tell him that Aaron Kraft came to your tell him Aaron Kraft came to your house on an unofficial visit, and then you politely told them that they have to leave, and then they left. And it'll be a secondary violation. You might lose a recruiting visit or something, and that'll be it. But because they panicked, because they had no idea that picture existed, or at least had no idea the picture was in the hands of the NCAA until 5 minutes before they had to talk, they ended up creating a massive problem. But in reality, the NCAA stuff connected to him, it's never been that significant. And when John left for Kentucky, you know, the Bruce Pearl to Memphis thing never really went anywhere, except I do know that Memphis was interested in talking to him, and I do know he was interested in listening, because I was in the middle of those conversations. I was like the in-between person.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, like I was the, hey, can you connect? Somebody at Memphis saying, hey, can you connect me with Bruce Pearl? And then I did that, and then I got out of it. But then I also wrote the story. Sources have told CBS Sports that Memphis has contacted Bruce Pearl, and Bruce Pearl is listening. And within a few days after that, maybe a week, he had a new contract extension at Tennessee for more money. And so I do think he was genuinely interested, but ultimately wasn't going to pull the trigger. And so then he just used it to get more money out of Tennessee. Because, right. The next time I saw him after all that went down, like he with a smile said, you know, I probably owe you about $200,000. And I said, well, just write the check whenever you want. No, I didn't say that. But, yeah, he would have been perfect. He would, you know. How about this? Even with the NCAA issues at Tennessee and Auburn, ask Auburn fans if they would trade him. Ask Tennessee fans.
Yeah, the truth is two things.
Yeah.
First of all, let he who has not lied in response to a panic situation cast the first stone.
Right. I've lied a million
exactly
times.
No one cares. The only thing anyone cares about is whether you're caught. Like, no, and if you're caught to the extent that Tennessee was, or, you know, it's not even that big a deal. But no one gives a F. Like, no one cares if their coach does it the right way. No one cares. They just coach, particularly now that everyone's getting paid anyway, one way or another, nobody cares. Yeah, that to me, it's not even much of a demerit, honestly. You know, it's a demerit if you're so bad at it that you get your program in trouble, so you start to lose. But in the end, all anyone cares about is that you win.
That's right. And like Auburn fans would do anything to keep him, and Tennessee fans would do anything to have him back. That tells you all you need to know.
Of course.
Yeah, he really is terrific at his job, and now he's got a team that should be ranked number one in the country, but is only number two because of one goofy AP voter. They're going to host Kentucky this weekend. You and I talked about the state of Memphis basketball earlier on your show, and we're at a point now where we're a few days away from the last game, still a few days away from the next game. So sort of in this in-between area where there's not much new to talk about. But I didn't have a show yesterday. I know you did. I listened to you take calls as I was walking to my terminal yesterday. And I don't guess I was surprised by the tone of some of the callers, because I've seen some of it on Twitter and other places. But we have reached a point where the fan base – it hasn't gotten to a place where they can't be won back over, but even the hardcore believers are starting to lose a little hope, it appears.
Well, my sense is, I think there are certainly, listen, every coach has hardcore believers, even, you know, there's a certain number anyway. Tubby had hardcore believers. Josh certainly had hardcore believers, even when they were, you know, escorted out the door, one fired and one, you know, sort of chased off. So there are certainly still hardcore believers. And more than that, with Penny, I actually think what's happened is now, for the first time ever, really, people, not the majority, I don't think, partly because people love Penny, and partly because other people, even, you know, are realistic. But you're at least getting, when you open up the phones, when I opened up the phones yesterday, you are now, for the first time, getting calls that say, fire Penny. And so I don't think it's the hardest of hardcore who are saying that, but I do think the change is that is at least a discussion point out there. It is not, I don't believe, anything that is being contemplated by the university or to be clear, should be contemplated by the university, except for in the, I wonder what we do if this doesn't go well, you know, sort of situation. You know, looking, sure, they should plan for contingencies that would involve both wins, losses, and the IARP, but I don't believe the university is seriously contemplating it, or should be. But I think what's happened is there are now at least a certain number of people who've given up, who say this isn't working, it's never going to work. And to be clear, if any coach other than Penny Hardaway had the record that Penny Hardaway has had over 4 years at Memphis, it wouldn't be just people starting to say it. It would be 90% of people saying it.
Oh, and it might be like about to happen.
It might be about to happen. Yes. Right. And any other coach who had Penny's record over 4 years, let's say he doesn't make the tournament this year, and they might yet. Yeah, they might make the tournament, but they're not on track to make the tournament at this moment. So let's say that's how it turns out. They don't make a tournament. Any coach other than Penny Hardaway would be fired.
Right. And I heard some of the callers yesterday say, you know, the majority were like, this is bad and I'm losing faith that it's going to get better. But there were some, at least one, who said, you know, you have to be patient. And I think I remember you push back on that a little bit because the truth is everybody has been very, very patient. Like 4 years is an eternity in college basketball coaching. You know, for instance, we were talking about Bruce Pearl earlier. You know, Bruce Pearl inherited a program that had basically nothing. And in year four, he won the SEC and went to the second round of the NCAA tournament. In year five, he was in the Final Four. In year seven, which is this season, he's got the team that would be the number one overall seed in the NCAA tournament if the bracket was made today. You know, be patient is not really a thing in college basketball anymore, given that you can remake your team overnight. A team that beat Memphis this season, Iowa State, you know, is ranked in the top 20 right now, won two games last season. They hired a new coach. He went to the transfer portal, put together a really good basketball team. So there are, like, I do not think Memphis will or should end this after 4 years. I'm assuming Penny will be coaching the Tigers next season. And if I were in charge, let me be clear, I would want Penny Hardaway coaching the Tigers next season. But the idea that this is just a be patient situation, like we're long past that.
Yeah, that's silliness. I mean, people were so patient with Tubby that he got 2 years. You know, the 4 years, again, if he doesn't make the tournament, he will be the first coach since Mo Ibe to coach at Memphis for 4 years without making the tournament. So it's not just that literally a historic level of patience has been achieved in letting a Memphis coach 4 years without making the tournament, if that is how it turns out. But again, Penny is different, and he's different, A, because of everything he's done, and so he does deserve different treatment. But then he's also different because of who he is. It always feels like, you know, theoretically, if he could get it going, it feels like it's never beyond repair because it's Penny Hardaway. You know, there's a sort of a truism with a lot of coaches that once the fan base is turned on you, even if you win, you should get out of there as soon as you can, because as soon as you have the smallest hiccup, you revert back to this place of, you could never get people fully back on board, right? There's that, people say that about coaches all the time. Yeah, if you're on the hot seat and then you win a little bit, still use that to get the hell out of there, because once you're on the hot seat, you're never really off. And it's different for Penny because people will never turn on him because he's Penny. And he earned that, by the way. That's not a gift to him. And so it's something that he brings that if he ever could figure it out, you know, and I thought when you were on my show today, you were talking about it. It's just all the things that go into administering a basketball program, both off and on the court, seem to be his weaknesses. If he could figure it out, there would be grand and lasting enthusiasm for him. He's never beyond, you know, it's like he's like the He's like the football team that's never out of it, or the basketball team that's never out of it, because they can, you know, and that's what Penny is. And so I haven't given up on the era. I'm just sad at the way it is right now.
Right. Like with Josh Pastner, it had reached the point with the fan base that his next bad year was going to be his last one, period. And it didn't mean, and that didn't matter if his next year was good. That wouldn't get him off the hot seat. Like, if the next 2 years were good, whenever his next bad season was coming, that was going to be it for him. So he was smart to leave, and Memphis literally paid him to go away. Tom Crean at Indiana reached that point. Did some great things there, but at some point the fans turned on him, and his next bad season was always going to be his last. And he had a bad season, injuries, didn't matter what caused it, bad season, and they got him. I just don't think Penny is in that situation, and I'm not sure he'll ever be in that situation for all of the reasons you mentioned. People, the best version of Memphis basketball that you could possibly have would be the Tigers being awesome with Penny as the coach. Now, I don't know if that's possible. You know, we'll see.
Right.
But that's the best version of Tiger basketball you could have. They're awesome, and you know, the greatest player in school history is coaching them. And so people are hopeful on some level that it'll eventually get there. And when it gets there, everything you've read on Facebook or Twitter or anywhere else you read comments from, you know, the masses, all of that stuff will be erased and forgiven if he's able to get this program where he initially said he was going to get it, where people always hoped he would get it. If he gets it back, people will wrap their arms around it and him in a way that will make every word typed over the past few years totally irrelevant. But you got to get it there. And, you know, the returns so far just – They aren't encouraging. Like, I tell you where the point I do think we've reached. If Memphis is sort of just uneven the rest of the season, win some games, lose some games, miss the NCAA tournament, it won't matter what they do from a recruiting perspective in the offseason, what they get out of the transfer portal. If they, you know, reclassify a five-star and enroll him, they will not be in the preseason top 25 because people will just say, I don't care who's playing at Memphis.
Well, they can't have a better. There's no world, no universe under which they would have a better roster on paper than they had this year. All these returnees from an NIT championship team that then enrolls the number one recruiting class with two, you know, proposed lottery picks. Like that, they're not going to have a better roster on paper than that. And we now know what that looks like. That's not good enough to. When Penny is coaching, that's not good enough to. Right now, at least, be on track to make the NCAA tournament. So there's no question they won't be ranked. The bigger question, I think, from the Memphis perspective is, will they still sell tickets? You know, if the country loses enthusiasm for Penny, if the voters, that's one thing. You know, in the end, he wins and he would earn himself back. The real question is do the ticket buyers and do the recruits, do they lose enthusiasm? Do they stop believing? Because if they stop believing, that strikes me as even more more damaging.
I would again, based on the idea that this season continues as it's been going, you know, win a good game, lose a bad game, miss the NCAA tournament, I think both of those things happen. I think enrolling the next Amani Bates or Jalen Duren becomes more difficult because – there's now a four-year sample size of it just – it's a mess, and it doesn't work. And you don't want to go there when you could go somewhere else. I think that starts to happen. And I do think the fans start to, you know, wonder, you know, how – why they're spending their money in this place. And I don't say that with any type of joy. Like, I know how badly that athletic department needs people to buy season tickets. And I want that athletic department to flourish. But – let's just say you're a Memphian with disposable income, the type of money that you could spend on season tickets, the type of money you can spend, you can afford to spend it on basketball games. What season tickets you buying? I know which ones I'd rather take my family to. It's Grizzly games, not Tiger games.
Yeah, I mean, the Grizzlies are a blast right now. You know, an absolute blast right now. And I have started to get emails from people, not that many, but some, who said, you know, I don't even want to go anymore to Tigers games. My dad and I have season tickets. don't even want to go anymore. You know, we saw that. That was obviously endemic under Tubby. Don't know there, even didn't know there was a game tonight, whatever. And we have not reached that at all under Penny. We still, every game is still a referendum or a crisis or an event, or and so we haven't quite reached that. But I do think you're starting to see the leaching away of belief, and it is totally understandable. Like, on what, if you were going to say, like, why should one continue to believe? Like, what is the evidence that one should continue to believe that this is all going to work out great under Penny Hardaway? Where is that evidence?
Well, there is no evidence, but if the question is why should you continue to believe, I think the reply to that is because what choice do you have? You know, like, right. You know, nothing's changing. And so you might as well, I mean, the coaching, Penny Hardaway is going to remain the coach at Memphis if he wants to. And so what is the point of doing anything other than hoping and believing, praying that it'll get better?
But do they believe that's true? But, like, same thing in Nebraska with Scott Frost. Do they still believe anymore? Or do they just, well, what if you were told that Tubby was coming back for year three and you just told, what choice do you have? He's the guy, so get behind him.
Okay,
well, don't get behind him just because that's the right. You have no other choice.
Here's the difference, I think, because I've seen some of this, like somebody posted on Facebook right. In direction to me, like, so we're just right back where we were with Tubby Smith. No, you're not. Like, don't
that's
ever
not even
forget.
Close, right.
Yeah, it's not even close. Don't ever forget where you were with Tubby Smith. 1,500 people coming to a game to watch a team that finished 161st at KenPom. Think about how disastrous this season has been. Memphis is still 42nd at KenPom. Still like 120 spots better than Tubby Smith's last team. So, like, please, like, even if the Penny Hardaway era doesn't work out, that'll never mean that it wasn't time to pull the trigger on Tubby Smith. The difference between the last year of Tubby Smith and this year of Penny Hardaway is that it was clear in Tubby's last year it was not going to get better. The team was probably going to be worse in year three than it was in year two, and in year two it was awful, and there was no energy or enthusiasm surrounding the program. Recruiting was like historically bad. Like, I can remember people talking about, well, if they can get Alex Lomax or Tyler Harris, then everything will be fine. What? I mean, do you realize how silly that sounds now? I mean, I thought it was silly at the time, but think about that now. Like, people were like putting the bar so low for Tubby Smith that if he got Alex Lomax or Tyler Harris, then he'd be in a good spot. What? And so that's where you were. Where you're at now is in a very different place, a disappointing place, an underachieving place, but a very different place still. And I think if you want to find something to believe in, you'd have to tie it to this. The one thing we know the guy can do is get players.
That's the difference. Always going to be a player getter. Like, and so you could see that this year, and he's already started talking about it. Now he says, I'm going to, you know, everyone in this, all these other teams in this conference are going to get players out of the portal who are older, and I need to learn a lesson from that and whatever. So he may re-gear this coming off season around older players from the portal, but I suspect he will put together a roster. No matter what happens the rest of this year, I bet he will put together a roster that going into next year looks at least like one of the top two rosters, just based on talent, in the conference.
Right. And that's where the hope is. The hope is that he will continue to get players, maybe different players, maybe older players. And by the way, I agree with him. He should focus more on the transfer portal than high school. But like every coach in America is doing that too. So that, like, that's not unique to him. Everybody's going to be in that transfer portal trying to add, experience and quality to their roster, at the expense of high school players. So I agree with him, but that's not unique to Memphis or Penny. And as a fan, what you hope is that, whatever stays, whatever enrolls. And then you look at it and then it comes together. You know, it just clicks. You know, there are coaches all the time who one way or another stumble into a team and it just clicks. It just working. Like, I'm a big TJ Otzelberger fan, but the truth is he didn't do a single thing at UNLV that made you think he was capable of doing what he's doing right now at Iowa State. The only reason he got the Iowa State job is because he had relationships there, because he worked with Greg McDermott and Fred Hoiberg. He knew the athletic director. He was a candidate for the job when they hired Steve Prohm. He worked for Steve Prohm, I believe, for a year. And so he just, when they needed a new coach, he at least had been a part of Iowa State staffs that had been successful. So they said, let's hire TJ and see how it goes. And it's going brilliantly. But it's going brilliantly because he just got a roster and meshed it together perfectly, and it's working. But there's nothing he did last year or the year before.
Well, look at Jim Harbaugh in Michigan football.
There you go. You know?
Whoever would have imagined that this was the year they were going to beat Ohio State? You know, now they got smashed in the playoffs, but you know, so did every other Big Ten team in the playoffs, basically, or whatever non-SEC team in the playoffs. So, but yeah, you're going along. You're like, oh, this is not going to work out for Jim Harbaugh. Should we buy him? He takes less money to stay. Whatever else. Again, a slightly analogous, came in with such incredibly high expectations, favorite son returning, and all of a sudden people are laughing. And now, mind you, he did still well. He still did elevate the program from where it was, but nothing close to what he promised until this year comes together. And, you know, that was a hell of a scene in Ann Arbor.
Well, that's what you're hoping. And, like, I've long believed if you consistently put great teams together, you will eventually win the NCAA tournament. Like, Gonzaga is going to win a national championship someday, and it might not be with the best Gonzaga team ever, but it'll just be another great Gonzaga team, and you know, Mark has one every year, and eventually it'll just break the right way, and they'll get that trophy. Similarly, I believe this: if you consistently put together good rosters, it'll just work at some point. I thought it would have been in year two. If not year two, year three. If not year three, year four. But if you consistently put together good rosters, it should work at some point. And, you know, there's a lot of evidence to suggest that he'll have another good roster next season, one way or another. And you just hope that, you know, that's the season where it clicks. If indeed it doesn't click the rest of this way, because I do think it's important to highlight and make sure everybody understands the season is not over.
Right.
This season is disappointing, but they're a little winning streak away from being right back on the right side of the bubble. Now, are they capable of doing that? I have no idea. Certainly there's not a lot of evidence to suggest so far this season, but it's not hard to imagine a scenario where they get COVID behind them. They get healthy. The best players are on the court. And they take off and win a lot of games and finish this thing in a good place. I'm not predicting it necessarily, but I can imagine it. Sure,
absolutely, you can imagine it. They still, particularly with it was a little harder last year because Houston looked so good. And honestly, Houston has lost what they've lost this year.
Right.
You know, both over the summer and then with injuries, and they still look good, but they don't look that good. And so both the idea of putting together a winning streak in what remains of the regular season, or the idea of putting together a winning streak in the conference tournament, both of those things seem totally viable and reasonable, if not necessarily what you would actually at this point predict.
No, that's right. Like last season, it got to a point where we were like, if they could just beat Houston one of these times, then they'll be on the right side of the bubble. And then the comeback to that was, yeah, but how are they going to beat Houston? Houston's awesome. Houston is still really, really good. But at some point, like, missing all these players is going to matter. You know, Houston built up incredible computer numbers early, and they're holding on to them. But even Kelvin would tell you they're not the same team. And then Jamal Shedd, one of their other really good players, you know, like, he just suffered an injury. It's unclear how significant that's going to be. But, like, you know, Houston lost two of its top four scorers, you know, the week before Christmas. They have continued to win, mostly because they play in the AAC, but I'm not sure they're the same team. In fact, I'm pretty sure they're not, and that's why, to your point, they don't look insurmountable. There is a scenario where we look up in March, late February, and Houston's got the better resume, the better record, but Memphis suddenly has the better team. If you can erase everything, you know, that happened in November and December and early January, because DeAndre Williams is healthy, Jalen Duren is healthy, Landers Nolley is healthy, Amani Bates has emerged as, you know, a legitimate player, and Memphis suddenly just has so many, you know, good players that they have a better team than Houston. Again, not predicting that, but it's not hard to imagine, and that's why the season's not as over as it might feel to some people.
Right. Agreed.
Jeff Calkins, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
CDP.
Bye-bye. He'll be back in studio at 9 a.m. We'll be back in a second. So there was a client who worked with the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. He was nice enough to leave a Google review. It was super, super complimentary. He said that Josh's team was great to deal with from listing to closing. Said he appreciated how seamlessly everything fell into place thanks to the experience and diligent help of Josh and his team. And he said he's going to be recommending Josh to all his friends and family while he settles into his new place stress-free. Again, that's a Google review from a client of the Josh Heisel team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You can even do it with a text message. And if you want maximum convenience, understand that Josh can make you an instant cash offer. So if you're trying to sell your home, call the only agent I'd call if I need to sell my home. It's Josh Heisel. He's a friend I trust. You could trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Heisel. Go to JoshHeisel.com.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, this is Gary Parrish telling you to get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year you don't have an accident, your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And let the record show that lower-than-normal rates are available right now, so take advantage of that. You probably got a local doctor, dentist, attorney. You need a local insurance agent as well. So when you have to make an automobile claim or a homeowner's claim, you're not calling some 1-800 number and talking to somebody in a different part of the country, somebody who doesn't know you or care about you. You want to call a 901 number. You want to talk to somebody who knows you. You want to talk with somebody who can sit in front of you if you want them to sit in front of you. That's the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. You want to meet with Elizabeth, you can meet with Elizabeth. Two locations in the Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. 901-867-7283 is the number. 867-SAVE. They're online. RookInsurance.com.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate.
Maybe you didn't get that computer you wanted for Christmas. No big deal. Cooper Systems is still open. And they got the New Year sales going. And it's giving you some of the best prices you've ever seen at Cooper Systems. Unbelievably low prices on some of the biggest brands that exist. Dell, HP, Apple, Lenovo. Don't ever forget, you can get Apple products at Cooper Systems for a fraction of the price. The best prices of the year happening right now at Cooper Systems. High-end machine, low-end machine, middle of the road, desktop, notebook, tablet. It doesn't matter what you need. Cooper Systems either has it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. So when you need a computer or computer repair, give them a call. 901-360-9679. 901-360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. They'll find the perfect computer for you. If it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you. That's the best way to save money. 901-360-9679. That's Cooper Systems for all your computer needs, including computer repair. They're in the Mount Moriah Office Park on the web, coopersystems.com. It was reported earlier today that Darren Schoenrock, the longtime University of Memphis baseball coach, is going to retire after this 2022 season. It will be his 18th season at the school. And so, listen, if you last 18 years as a Division I coach in any sport, you've done something that is unusual. So congrats on a nice career, and hopefully now Memphis gets this hire correct, because baseball is a sport that people care about now, college baseball.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's massive at Ole Miss and Mississippi State. And the truth is, like, we have incredible baseball talent in the greater Memphis area. You know, you include DeSoto County and then the suburbs out east. Like, there's incredible baseball talent. But we haven't had an incredible baseball program at the University of Memphis for a while. The Tigers have not been to the NCAA tournament since 2007. So hopefully, when Darren Schoenrock does retire at the end of the season, that they get the next hire correct, because it would be fun to have a good college baseball program over at the University of Memphis. Given the way that sport is growing, it would be something that shines another nice light on the athletic department if you could ever get the program to a good place. Each win means that much more in the NFL playoffs. That's why FanDuel Sportsbook is hooking new customers up with 30-to-1 enhanced odds for the divisional playoffs. Bet $5 to win $150 on any team to win any divisional playoff game. For example, you could take the Bucks this weekend, the Titans this weekend. If you pick the right team and it wins, you can turn $5 into $150. Just sign up for FanDuel Sportsbook and make a deposit to claim your 30-to-1 enhanced odds. There's no better place to bet on the NFL than FanDuel, which is America's number one sportsbook. It's easy to use, safe, and secure. When you win, you can get paid in as little as 2 hours. If you already have a FanDuel account, you should know that FanDuel is hooking all customers up with $50 when you refer a friend. Plus, your friend's going to get $50 too. So don't miss your chance to win $150 on a $5 bet when you use promo code Gary when signing up. Just go download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, use promo code Gary, and pick your divisional playoff team before kickoff. G-A-R-Y. That's the promo code of FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. $10 first deposit required. Must wagering designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go. There was a man who used Josh Hysaw to sell his home and then was nice enough to leave a Google review. He was very complimentary. Let me tell you what he said. He said that Josh's team was great to deal with from listing to closing. He said he appreciated how seamlessly everything fell into place thanks to the experience and diligent help of Josh and his team. And lastly, he said he will 100% be recommending Josh to all his friends and family while he settles in to his new home. Again, that's a Google review from a client of the Josh Hysaw team of Keller Williams Realty, another satisfied customer. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs, and if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You could even do it with a text message. So if you are trying to sell your home, make sure to call the only real estate agent I'd call if I needed to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. He's a friend I trust. You can trust him too. 901-461-8147 is the number. He's on the web at joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh Hysaw. Go to joshhysaw.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
There are no Grizzlies tonight. Off night. Travel day. Grizz will be in Milwaukee tomorrow night for a 7 o'clock tip. So Jessica Benson will have that pregame for you at 6:30, followed by Eric Hasseltine on the call at 7 o'clock. It's Grizzlies Bucks tomorrow night in Milwaukee right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do dinner to go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we opened the show focused on the Grizzlies because they won again yesterday, beat the Bulls by double digits. That's your first place in the Eastern Conference, Chicago Bulls. Now, they were shorthanded, sure, but whatever. Everybody's shorthanded. We don't want to hear anybody's excuses. The wins are wins. The losses are losses. They all count the same at the end. Grizzlies recorded a win, so now they're 31-15. That's 16 games above 500. They are alone in third in the Western Conference standings. They are tied for second with wins in the entire NBA. Incredible season. A fun afternoon inside FedEx Forum. And now we get ready for tomorrow night's game at Milwaukee.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Well, we've got Davidson VCU on CBS Sports Network, and that's a good one. Davidson's going a 13-game winning streak that is tied with Auburn for the longest winning streak in the country. The biggest game probably is Kansas at Oklahoma. You know, Bill Self's got another incredible basketball team. They're 14-2 now, and one of the losses is a final possession loss to Dayton, so very close to being 15-1. They're playing at an Oklahoma team that is pretty good under Porter Moser in his first year, replacing Lon Kruger. Oklahoma's 12-5. If the tournament started today, they would be in it. So Kansas is only a 3.5-point favorite. The total is 142. Big Bet Bennett, you want to pick a college basketball game?
You know what, GP? It's Tuesday night. Not a massive sports night, like you said. I think I'll roll with Oklahoma plus 3.5. That sounds fun.
Okay. Big Bet Bennett's official pick.
Home game, let's go.
It's the home game inside the Lloyd Noble Center. Oklahoma plus 3.5 against Kansas. That's the official pick from Big Bet Bennett.
What should I watch on TV?
Can I interest you in How I Met Your Father, the sequel to How I Met Your Mother?
Probably not, but do tell.
Did you watch How I Met Your Mother?
Nah, I couldn't get into it.
Do you know how that person met that other person's mother?
I don't.
I don't either. I never watched it.
I'd kind of like to find out, though.
Yeah, I'd like to know. Like, how did that person meet that?
Like how we spoil Dateline every Friday. If someone wants to spoil how they met their mother, like that, I'd be willing to listen.
Yeah, I don't need to know the whole story.
Nah.
But I would like to know, like, how did that person meet that other person's mother? It's an unanswered question from my perspective, but I imagine there's an answer to it. So this is How I Met Your Father. It's the sequel, and it's premiering today on Hulu. So if you have Hulu and you loved How I Met Your Mother, boy, you are in business. I'm real behind on my TV watching right now.
Me too.
The only thing I'm up to date on is Euphoria.
I'm getting there.
Because I watched it yesterday on my flight, but I'm behind on The Righteous Gemstones now. I'm behind on Cobra Kai. I get real stressed out when I get too far behind on my TV
stuff.
I
do too. It like makes me think, should I just give up and not watch it? Like that's how I think when it comes to these things.
It makes me wonder if I'm doing enough.
Like, am I hard enough to watch this show?
Am I doing enough? Am I focused enough to watch these television shows? And then you realize you're asking yourself if you're doing enough because you don't have time to watch TV. Perhaps that means you're doing too much, but it doesn't feel that way. It feels like I'm letting myself down.
Yep.
Like I'm losing focus on my responsibility. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not doing my chores, and so I need a weekend to just get caught up on television. That's a long way of saying there's no chance I'm watching How I Met Your Father because I ain't got the time for it. But if you want to, it premiered on Hulu. Episode 1 today.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Our Dribble Handoff published today at CBSSports.com. Me, David Cobb, and Matt Norlander were asked the following question. Which team will win the Big Ten? Because right now there's at least 5 different teams that could theoretically win the Big Ten. David Cobb went with Illinois. Matt Norlander went with Purdue. And I went with the Wisconsin Badgers. You can read that, our explanations, at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, we'll look ahead to Bucks-Grizzlies, obviously. Another big game for our NBA franchise. Playing Giannis, the reigning NBA champions. So it should be a fun 2 hours. I'm looking forward to it already. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Let's meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.